listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good Saturday morning, happy Memorial Day weekend, all that good stuff. This is Landon coming at you live from the studio, Lifeline Radio Ministry. Listen, I'm going to give you some phone calls. I'm going to give you some emails, Gmails, things like that, so you can hit us up during the week. We are here to help you. Okay, we can only help you if you let us. We can only help if you call in. We can only help if you actually email. Listen, if you need to call the station for prayer, if you have a testimony, we're going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to tell you that in just a second. 221-1100 is the local number. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. You can listen anytime. You can pull us up on the web right now, WCNO.com. Live broadcast, you'll see a big microphone. Just click live broadcast, you're in, riding with us. Or anytime during the week, WCNO.com. Click on demand and just hit the Saturday calendar and pull us right up. If not us, listen to anybody, all the teachers and preachers and people on there trying to help you are going to do you some good. If you want to listen to us, that'd be great. During the week, you can also BobAllenMinistry@gmail.com. If you need prayer, if you need support, if you're struggling with a scripture verse or whatever, BobAllenMinistry@gmail.com. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to my dear friend, Martha Tober. Mother-in-law, too. We'll just throw that in. But my mother-in-law's having a birthday today. I just got to give her a shout-out. She's such a sweet. She's an angel. So Martha Tober, happy birthday, girl. Keep it going and many more. All right, listen, it is Memorial Day, and we always take the time to remember and celebrate the great testimonies of those who fought for our freedom, and a time to celebrate the victory of being free. That's a big deal. Being free is a big deal. And if you're not free spiritually, because I kind of got to tell you, being free spiritually is even a bigger deal. All right, being free in the flesh is a big deal, but if you're in bondage mentally or spiritually, it's just terrible. It's terrible. It's just like being in chains all the time, you know? So there's nothing like being free, and we know, of course, only Christ can do that. Now, I'm going to give you the opportunity of a lifetime today. This is a chance you don't get with radio programs and things like that. I'm going to give you a chance to testify and witness. Okay, you yourself, you can testify and witness, because Jesus said, go into all the world. Right? Well, are we doing that? So you have a chance today to call up and testify and witness. I want you to proclaim out loud one great marvelous thing, only one, that God has done for you. One great marvelous thing that God has done for you. Remember, keep it short. Don't ramble on forever in case a lot of people want to call. But here's the thing. It is Memorial Day. We are celebrating our freedom. There's nothing better than the time that Christ made you free. I mean, nothing better. So you've got a chance today. I'm going to give everybody a chance today to call up and to give a testimony or a witness of what God has done for you. And also, I would like for you to testify of one marvelous, miraculous thing God has done. I've got many. So if nobody else calls, I'll give testimony after testimony. But it's a great time to do that. We can call up and we can remember the things that God has done for us. And the reason I thought about doing this is because I don't think that people realize that God's still alive. God's still in the miracle business. I mean, God does miracles for me every day. You wouldn't believe it, you know? So I think somebody needs to call up. I think people need to call and just say, listen, God is still alive. Let me tell you what he's done for me. Because people know the Bible. The Bible exists, whether they believe it's real or not, it's up to them. But we all know that. We've heard preacher after preacher. We've heard sermon after sermon. But when's the last time you heard somebody walk up to you and just say, listen, man, let me tell you a real live testimony of what God did for me last week, last month, yesterday? You know, people need to know God is still alive. He's still on the throne. He still does miracles. He still operates today like he did in the Old Testament or the New Testament. God has not changed. God does not change. Okay, so I want you to proclaim out loud. And this is a great thing. You have no idea what I'm doing for you. This will open up your spirit, man, big time. When you start to herald the goodness of God, you know, the Bible says they overcame him, talking about the devil or Satan. It says they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb which was Christ's sacrifice, and the word of their testimony. The word of your testimony is important. And that's why we have so many scriptures in the Bible about what you say. And you have a whole book in James about what you say, about your tongue and all, you know. What you say, your words are crucial. So call up here, and I want you to give just a marvelous testimony, something God has done for you in the last week, in the last month. We're quick to testify of all kinds of things in life. We'll go to our friends and coworkers and tell them all kinds of stuff that's happened and what happened to the car and what we grilled that weekend and all that. We give testimony to our home life and how good or bad it is. But it's time to testify of the goodness of God. We should be doing this always, constantly. We should be going up to people we know and just telling them what God's done for us. We're not doing that. We're not glorifying him as we ought to, you know? Supposedly, we're the most thankful and grateful people on the earth. Well, let's hear about it. If you're that thankful for what God's done for you, let me hear about it. If you're grateful for something he's done for you, you need to call up here and tell the world what God has done and testify and be a witness of his glory, okay? For what Christ has done for you. We need to tell somebody. You've got to tell somebody. Call up here and tell somebody. Overcome them, remember? But they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Jesus told you, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Here's your chance. I'm giving you a chance today. You can preach the gospel today. The word of the testimony is missing. The word of the testimony is missing. I don't think we get in the word enough to have enough word in us to call upon him to see the miraculous or to see the hand of God touch us, you know? God desires that you and I tell of his goodness towards us. He wants you to tell people of his goodness towards you. God was so good to me, he blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you what he, the difference between Jesus Christ and other gods is our God is alive. Our God is alive. But nobody knows it unless you tell them. Nobody knows God's alive on the throne and working in your life. They don't know that he's actually done something for you unless you tell them. You got to tell them. All right, look, I'm going to read. I actually have some scripture prepared. So let me read some scripture to you. And I'll come back and I'll start with testimony after testimony. If nobody else is going to call up here, I will give testimony after testimony of the goodness of God. Okay, because he's done so many things in my life. But let's go to Colossians this morning. Open up your Bible. Okay, Colossians, first chapter. Ready? We're going to start with verse 9. Paul says this. He says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, and he's talking about their spirit or their faith. He heard that this church had faith, and he got excited. And he said, since the day we heard of it, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire. Now listen, this is important. This is how we should think. This is a role model scripture for where we ought to be spiritually and mentally, okay? He says, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, in all spiritual understanding. Listen to that. I mean, that's the first verse. That is a mouthful. Now, I hear people all the time, man. Oh, man, pray for wisdom for me. I need direction. I need wisdom, Lynn. And pray for wisdom. Here it is right here. Pray for yourself. Go to Colossians, first chapter, verse 9. Ready? He said, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, in all spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Wow. Wow. Listen to this thing. Strengthened with all might. Now listen to that. That's a demon-destroying, yoke-tearing-down person right there. Strengthened with all might. Let me say that again. Strengthened with all might. Nothing to do with you. Listen to this. According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Now, if anybody's been delivered from the power of darkness and you haven't called up here to tell that testimony, something's wrong. Honestly, if he has delivered you, if you were once in chains and bondage by darkness, by demonic activity, by drugs, alcohol, by things, if things had a grip on your life and you could not function in this world because things had you bound so hard, and he delivered you from those things. Man, you should. This phone should be ringing off the hook going, Landon, let me tell you, I was once caught up in pornography so bad, and God delivered me. You know, that is, I mean, that's to get off of things that have you in bondage is a straight miracle. It really is. That is the goodness of God. That's that mercy that we sing about and talk about. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Do you hear what Scripture is telling you this morning? Listen again. Paul says, right? He says, I heard of your faith. I got so excited. And for that very cause, I did not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. You need to be praying this for yourself right now as I'm talking to you. And you say, Lord, fill me with the knowledge of your will. Please fill me with the knowledge of your will so I can go about doing your will. When you do God's will, God will take care of your life. You can bet that. He says, fill me with the knowledge of your will and that you might be strengthened with all, to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. That's serious. In all wisdom and all spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. You can only do that through the power of God. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered me from darkness, and hath translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom I have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Man, that ought to excite you. Let me tell you, after God delivered me, miracle after miracle, things in my life just weren't the same. Okay, and I'm going to give some testimonies, because if no one's got anything good to say about God, I do. So, I strongly encourage you, even if it's your cell phone in your car or whatever, call up and give a testimony of what God has done for you. You don't realize how much that destroys the devil's clutch or stronghold on your life. When you start opening your mouth and witnessing of what God's done for you, that's preaching, man. I mean, that's what Stephen did. That's what Paul did. The great men of the Bible opened their mouth and gave testimony of the glory of God. When you give testimony of the glory of God, you are pleasing God big time, big time. So anyway, let me start with one. One time, I had a medical condition. There was something in a area of my body that got swollen really bad, really big, very uncomfortable. There's something called a hydrocele. If anybody knows about the body, you might know what I'm talking about. I don't want to describe it too much on the radio, but this hydrocele got bad. This thing would go from the size of a golf ball to the size of a softball, you know. It got so bad, my wife and I were going to like CVS and Walgreens and get needles, and we would try to drain this thing back down, you know, and it got bad. I mean, it got bad, and I'd pray, God, please fix this. God, please fix this. God, please fix this. Well, the next thing you know, the thing that was a golf ball turned into turned into a softball. This thing got so huge, I got scared. It got sore. It hurt like crazy. So I decided, okay, let me go on to the hospital and get this thing looked at. Okay, hang on. I think we have a live call. Amen. We got a live caller with somebody's got a testimony. I'm going to get back to that. Okay. All right. Try to remember where I was at. Hydrocele, and I decided to finally go to the hospital. I'm going to finish the story in just a minute. Good morning, WCNO. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
I've been meaning to call, but I was hesitant. I get kind of nervous, but I just want to say that the greatest thing that the Lord has done for me was when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I really, everybody, even up to this day, and tell me that that I'm not the same, that I'm no fun. And a lot of people, I have a lot of friends that are not Christian, and they say, oh, something's wrong with you. I said, no, nothing's wrong with me, you know. But I just want to say briefly too that the Lord always gives me, and it's unbelievable. Right now I'm standing here and I have to get out of my house. about the 13th of July. I lost my house, and I'm like, I just live on my Social Security, but I never failed to tie, and even though it's sacrificially, because I don't really get hardly anything, not even $1,000. But God always come through for me. 2 weeks ago, a lady that goes to church with me, mm-hmm. that I only say hello and goodbye, and we hardly talk, heard that I needed the... I was a greeter that day. She comes over us on Thursday.
Okay, what does this lady do for you?
She comes over and she tells me she understands that I needed my air conditioning fixed.
Uh-huh.
And it's true. I went to the mechanic and he wanted $89 and I didn't have it. I was going around with no air conditioner.
Okay. So what did she do for you?
She comes over on Sunday. Well, she comes over on Sunday and she sends me, after she spoke to me on Thursday, she comes over on Sunday and tells me, gives me this card and said, take it graciously. You're such a nice lady. And she gives me $90 for my air conditioner. She gives me a lovely card.
Amen. Amen. See, God will take care of you. God will meet your needs, right?
And my daughter, I have a daughter in California, and she's just very distant to me. All my children, I don't know, they all have failed me. For this girl, she never calls me to wish me Happy Mother's Day or anything or my birthday. And mm-hmm. I've been praying that I want unity for my family, my children to respect each other, respect me, and to become a close family.
Good.
She sends me $300.
Unreal. Unreal. Thank you. Listen, that's an awesome phone call. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling and sharing this morning what God has done for you.
I just want to say one more thing. I was sitting over here with nothing in my refrigerator or anything. And this girl comes over, and this lady next door comes over, and she tells me I have nothing in my refrigerator, and I was wishing that I had this, that. Well, the Lord provided for me for what I wish and more.
Oh, my God.
That day.
so you had your...
And every day.
You had your fridge full.
Every day is a miracle.
That's what
every
I'm talking
day,
about.
God.
Listen to this woman. Every day is a miracle. And she doesn't have a money tree by no means, it sounds like. Things are just working. God is taking care of her.
I never failed to contribute to anything. Like I helped the station for not much, but I do help, and everything I do is sacrificially. But the Lord returns the little thing that I do for people. Returns are like not a hundredfold, but I would say a thousandfold.
Amen. Listen, thank you so much for calling. You have a great weekend, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's awesome. That's awesome, folks. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, the lady made it very clear that she's not a money person. She's living on her social, you know what I mean? And God's just taking care of her. God's just taking care of her. God got her AC fixed. She was praying that her daughter would get into a better standing with her, and they'd grow tighter and all this. Next thing you know, her daughter's sending her $300 to help out. Some other lady comes over and fills the refrigerator up for her when she was praying, Lord, I'd like to have this and that and whatever she prayed for, turkey, whatever. The lady gave her that plus, you know what I mean? So God will take care of you. I'm telling you, God will provide. We need more testimony like that. People need to hear that when I needed stuff, I called on God and God came through. Now that woman, she's not, I don't know her from Adam. She didn't call up here to just BS you folks. She's telling you, when I need things, I pray for them. God takes care of me. God comes through for me. It's the same thing. Listen, let me get back to this story about this hydro seal. And this is just like her thing. God just takes care of you, man. If you don't know the goodness of God, you're missing out on life. When Christ said, I am life, my spirit is life, my words are life, he means it. So I get this hydro seal. This thing is very bad. This thing is now swollen up really bad. I can't move. It hurts. I'm in pain. So I go to the hospital. I'm in there for like 3 hours. That's all. Wasn't a big deal. They treated it, send me home. Next thing I go, I get a bill. It's $6,000. Okay? So I'm like, holy cow. Well, what am I going to do about this? So I contact the hospital, told them my situation money-wise. They said, well, let's see what we can do. We'll stick it into the office and see if we can get it cut down some for you, blah, blah, blah. So in other words, a week or two goes by. They send me a letter and they'd cut $2,500 off that $6,000 bill. Now, I could have said, Lord, that's not right. I asked you to take this bill away and you only did $2,500, you know. But the thing come and I said, Lord, praise you. That's a big deal. You just took $2,500 off this debt. Thank you. Praise you. It wasn't 3 days after that. I got a follow-up letter from them that said, Mr. Allen, after we reviewed your case and blah, 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 we decided to not charge you. I mean, total free. So I go in, I get treated. It's $6,000. They wiped the slate clean. I owed them nothing. They wiped it clean. They said, all we ask that you do is pay the doctor himself, give the doctor fee. They're not going to bill me, in other words. Just pay the doctor personally $500. Well, that's great. I had a $6,000 medical bill. The hospital wiped the bill out totally and just asked me to pay the doctor personally $500. Man, God, do you see that? God is good. That was $6,000 he took away. Just took it away. Let me give you one a little bit closer to home. And somebody needs to call up here. Listen, this is not about me. I can go home. I've got so many things that happened in my life. But I'd like for somebody to call. This is your day. This is your Memorial Day weekend. You can start it by remembering God, remembering the goodness of God, calling up here and giving a testimony out of your own mouth. That lady that just called, man, she feels so good right now. I guarantee you her spirit is quickened, her spirit's alive. When you do that, when you give a testimony out of your mouth about God, it quickens your spirit. It quickens your spirit. It sets your day right. 221-1100, 221-1100, 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. Buddy of mine calls me this week. Matter of fact, it was Monday, just 5 days ago, 6 days ago. He calls, he says, hey, Landon, why don't we meet for lunch? I need to talk about some stuff. I said, okay. So, actually, he didn't call me. He texted me first. And he said, Landon, why don't we meet for lunch, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, man, I sure would like to go to that little place at the bottom of the Roosevelt Bridge. There's a little barbecue place there that I love. I said, man, I sure would like to go there. In my mind now. And I started texting him and say, hey, why don't you meet me there? But I said, no, I'm just going to text him back. I'll let George pick the spot. So I text back and said, man, that'd be great. Where do you want to meet? He texts back, hey, how about that little place at the bottom of the Roosevelt Bridge, the little barbecue place? I thought, man, Lord, you're so good. Because I thought the same thought, but I didn't want to be greedy. I just figured I'd, let George pick it. So George picks that spot. We go in, we sit down, we have lunch. Now we're talking, I got my Bible. I bring my Bible right up in there, man. We're sitting there with the Bible open. We're talking. We're discussing the business of God. We're just talking about the kingdom. The next thing you know, this lady, and I didn't know anybody. I mean, people are all around us eating. The place is packed. I didn't know anybody was listening to us. Some lady gets up in the restaurant, goes out to her car. I didn't know what she was doing at the time. Grabs these two beautiful books, nice Christian books, and brings them in and sets them on the table and said, I want you guys to have these. These are going to change your life. I'm telling you, you're going to read this book. It's such a good book. You're going to find yourself getting mad at points, getting sad at points, getting super. God's going to prick you. He's going to poke you in this book. But I'm telling you, this book will do things and take you places. I'm like, all right. So I haven't read it yet. I just got it. But the point is, God not only orchestrated the spot, I thought of the same name of this place. The other guy thought of the same name, text me back the name that God had put on my mind, put on my heart. We go there because there was a lady waiting there. And I got a feeling because God ordered this thing so graciously. I have a feeling that when I do read this book, it's going to be unreal. I think that God dropped this book in both of our hands. I think that this was a total divine appointment, no doubt about it. Another one, my daughter, and I have told you guys this before, I did time in prison a long time ago. Well, I did quite a bit of time in prison a long time ago. Well, my kids at that point had just stopped talking to me. I'm just the scumbag dad that went to prison, no good, blah, blah, blah. So I said, Lord, I really want my relationship with my children back really bad, really bad. I said, if nothing else, please my daughter, because when I was little, or when she was little, we had this bond. We had that daddy-daughter, daddy's girl kind of bond. So I said, Lord, please, no matter what, at least bring my daughter back. My daughter lives with us today. Let me say, I'm getting a little choked up over it, but seriously, my daughter lives with me right now as we speak. She lives with daddy at daddy's house. I mean, unreal, God just does miracle after miracle. I come home one weekend on a furlough. Okay. I got released from prison for the day for 8 hours. My dad comes to get me when I come home. Next thing you know, this neighbor up the street had gotten a DUI, couldn't drive. His car was probably worth at least $5,000 or $6,000. He sells it to us for $3,500. My dad loans me the money to get it. I pay him back. I mean, just miracle after miracle. before I got out, I was able to buy my baby girl a car. I mean, how does that happen? How does that even happen? You know what I mean? God just provides things after things. I mean, all right, speaking of car things, this couple comes over for dinner, okay? And you guys might know them if you've been following this program and listening. I had us praying for Kelly for a long time. She was a young girl that was battling cancer before God saved her. I don't mean saved her. She's been saved. God took her home, you know. God healed her his way. So we've been going through this thing together and just talking, and we just became really good friends over it. And we were friends before that too, you know. And so they decided to come over to the house. They're going to have dinner with us one night. So we call them up and say, hey, I'm going to cook this and that. Why don't you guys come on over? They just come over, and I had no idea what was going to happen. Now, they just come over to have dinner. We were just going to love on them some and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, they bring up the subject. They're wondering what they're going to do with Kelly's car. So I was like, well, what is it? Well, they tell us it's a nice car. My wife would love to have it. She goes, man, I'd love to have that. That's a great car. So they once again struck us some ridiculous deal for probably $3,000 less than what they could have got for the car. You know what I mean? They made it where we could actually afford to get the car. The funny thing is, we did not bring them over for a car, had no idea we needed the car. We get this car from them. Give me 2 seconds and I'll take that call. We get this car from them, and the next thing you know, like 2 days later, my wife's car that she'd been driving for 10 years stopped working. So I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord. And it still didn't work. It's in my drive. I've been trying to get it fixed for a week. I had a guy come look at it 2, maybe 3 times. So God just provides when you walk faithfully. Okay, we have another live call of a good testimony. If this takes us until the end of the program, God bless you. Have a good weekend. I'm going to go ahead and take this live call. Good morning. Thank you for calling the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Zoe, and I love your program, and I'm so excited to tell you just maybe 2 things that God has done for me.
Awesome.
I lost my job 3 months before I was going to take my very first mission trip.
Oh.
It was awesome. God literally took the job away from me so he could pour into me every single day.
Wow.
So before this trip, like I said, it was my very first one, you start doing fundraising, you start praying about it. Literally everywhere I went, people were just giving me money. Giving me money.
Wow.
Giving me money.
Talk to me, Zoe. Talk to me, Zoe.
God sent me on that trip, and he provided. He brought me to it. He brought me through it. Not only did he give me money for the trip, I was able to bless the people once I got there.
Wow.
And he provided money for another trip that happened very shortly thereafter.
Wow.
So I went on 2 mission trips within 2 months. I get to the Dominican Republic. I took Spanish years ago. We're talking about high school, junior high.
Mm-hmm.
I had not spoken Spanish. When I got there, I spoke fluently. The Holy Spirit spoke through me. God showed me people's sicknesses. I was able to pray for them. They were healed.
Amen. Come on.
The first person who I met who was sick was a housekeeper of one of the missionaries there. Her name was Luz. I said, your name is Light. You have the light of Christ in you. And we just started crying and praising God, and she got healed on the spot. I mean, thing after thing after thing, God is good. God is a miraculous God. God is a true God. So,
I hope you guys are listening to this. I hope you're catching this. This is the goodness of God. This is what I was talking about. She took advantage of this opportunity and called up here to give a testimony. He is not a dead God. He is a live God, and he still does miracles today, and he loves us, and he's there for us.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Awesome.
Even to the small things,
yeah.
You do not discount God in the small things.
No.
I will be standing there, and suddenly there's butterflies all around. You know what? I realize my eyes are open to his works because I can't do that.
All right, listen, we have to sign off. I have to sign off really quick. Listen, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, thank you for tuning in today. I love you. I hope you listen to these things. I hope you listen to what she was saying. Listen to what the other lady was saying. God provides. You need to call on him
Amen.
For your everything. I love Amen. You. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline, and hopefully I'll catch you next Saturday. Have a great, safe weekend. Do not forget to read your Bible and pray to your God. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Zoe, thank you.
That's by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is boballenministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.